seems like Buddhism in the West is the iconic image is the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And the compassion and love that it generates. But the Theravada lineage, I think, is still very much not out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've often wondered about is, for lack of a better term, recruiting. How do you spread the word, other than just to live the life and be an example? How do you spread the word so that people say, oh, you know, this is really great, maybe this is something I'd like?
Mm-hmm. I'm tired already. Yeah, no, I mean, in the sense I think some of the things are, say, like His Holiness just has this incredible barmy and people are drawn to him. You know, he's been doing it for so many lifetimes. I think as practitioners, there is I'm much more happy to slowly let things seep into the general pool of knowledge and see what rises to the surface, rather than trying to advertise or to scramble in the marketplace for recognition or something like that. And I don't feel very comfortable with that. And you see that. I mean, you see that in certain expressions in the contemporary culture, where there is that kind of scrambling of them. I don't know. I don't think it puts deep roots down. And of course, I'd say, especially as for myself, for speaking for myself and our community, we represent a tiny part of the spectrum of Buddhist practice. So that just being available is what is important. Also just making things available freely. Publications, opportunity for anybody to stay. Those are things that I feel are really important, and that it gives an impression that is lasting in many people. Also, embodying a high standard of ethics and integrity.
An evangelical program on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Table to the monastery.
Yeah, yeah.